I'm talking to Rebecca Seidel, Senior Performance Auditor at Audit Scotland, about our latest report, Learning the Lessons of Public Body Mergers. Rebecca, what's this report about?
We reviewed 9 recent mergers of public bodies in Scotland to identify lessons learned from their experiences. We looked at how the mergers were planned and implemented, how much they cost and how much they've saved, and we also looked at the impact of the mergers on the organisation's performance.
And what have you found?
Planning and implementing mergers is complex, so strong leadership is needed from early in the planning stages to make sure that important decisions about the new organisation are made. So this includes things like what the structure of the new organisation will be and what its priorities and objectives will be. But we found that permanent leaders weren't always in place early enough to make these decisions and take them forward. Although most mergers happened on time, we found that more attention should have been given to how the organisations would develop after the merger. And we also found that it's not possible to confirm the total costs and savings of mergers to date because of the way that this information has been recorded.
Okay, so what you seem to be saying in this report is that Scotland's public sector's pretty good at making mergers themselves happen, but it's what comes after that that we're perhaps not so good at.
Just to put it in context, I think it's important to note that 60% of mergers have only happened in the last 2 years. So really it's quite early to be talking about changes in performance. But what we do know is that most recent mergers happened on time, but there were gaps in the planning for how the organisations would develop after the merger and how and when they would deliver the intended benefits. So this meant that some organisations were operating for too long without a long-term clear vision, and important decisions were delayed, so things like what the structure and priorities of the new organisation would be. We recommend that plans for mergers extend beyond the start date of the new organisation, and these plans should reflect both how business as usual will be maintained, but also how the new organisation will develop to make sure that it delivers service improvements.
Okay, there are some big mergers happening in Scotland's public sector. Yeah, most notably, there's going to be the single national police and fire forces, and there's also going to be quite a lot of movement in the college sector. What are the big things that the Scottish Government and the public sector need to be looking at now?
We've produced a good practice guide for the Scottish Government and public bodies to help them plan and implement mergers effectively. We also make recommendations for the Scottish Government and for public bodies involved in future mergers. And some of the key developments that we'd like to see are the appointment of permanent leaders, so the chair and chief exec of the new organisation, as early as possible, ideally at least 6 months before the new organisation is established. We'd also like to see better planning for mergers. So this includes thinking about specific improvements that are expected from the merger and how they'll be delivered and how they'll be measured. We'd also like to see the Scottish Government working with merging bodies to develop robust cost and savings estimates for future mergers.
Okay, have all these mergers actually improved things? You know, are services getting better? Have we saved money?
It's important to note that 60% of mergers have only happened in the last 2 years, so really it's too early to talk about performance improvements. But we found that merged organisations are changing the way they deliver services. They're looking to deliver more efficient and user-focused services. But these new organisations don't have the systems in place to allow them to measure and report their performance effectively. And this makes it really difficult for them to demonstrate the impact of the merger on their performance. We know that mergers have allowed public bodies to make some savings, in particular through staff restructuring. In 4 of the mergers that we looked at in detail, they've reported reductions in staff costs of up to £20 million a year between the 4 of them. But we found that it's not possible to confirm the total savings resulting from mergers to date. And really, it is too early to see performance improvements from mergers.